This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
Welcome to Humans of Camden, a podcast series for Camden Community Radio. My name's Bonnie, and in this series, I go up to people on the streets of Camden and ask them if they will talk to me and my microphone for 5 minutes. This week, the fifth week of Humans of Camden, I walked around Granary Square near King's Cross, and I saw lots of trendy people, students at Central St. Martin's. I didn't interview them, but I interviewed quite a few observers with a lot of opinions. So please join me on this adventure of talking to strangers in Camden. So the first question is, why are you in this part of London today?
I've got nothing else to do. I've stopped work yesterday evening, and I'm amiably going around this amazing development. It's one of the few I've ever come across. It's beautifully designed, sympathetically done, and charming and wonderful and terrific. I never say that about any architecture, which is hip or modern necessarily so, at least for Dundee Tate, which strikes me as hell on earth. But this is great. I like it here. And I've got the dog, who's old and ancient like me, and it actually works. The area is beautifully done and tastefully done, and they've allowed Victorian architecture to remain. Am I not right? What school is it up there? Arts College?
Central School of Art?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's allowed to remain, and the canal is allowed to remain. There's a bookstore by the canal, which is full of old books, which most people can't read nowadays. They only look at their mobiles. So it's innovating here. It's very good. I love it.
I'm meeting friends for a pre-wedding dinner. Yeah, someone that I grew up with back in Australia, so, you know, for 25 years.
I've just come from work. I work up the road and I've just come to join the gym.
Oh, cool. What do you want to do at the gym?
Swim. Just swim.
I'm in this part of London because I'm basically going to go visit lots of galleries. I can't pronounce it. There's a Blodovich collection, I think it's called. The Zablodovic collection? I can't even pronounce it, unfortunately. But there's an exhibition by Rachel McLean on, so I thought I would go and see it.
And why do you want to go and see exhibition?
I am an artist, and I go to see lots of artwork as well, so I figure it's, you know, good for to see the world and see what art is already out there. And, yeah, my own artwork is very digital, lots of programming, just using computers to generate audio and visuals, which might be performed on stage, might be shown in a gallery, one or the other. Yeah.
I'm taking a train to Europe, to Belgium, tonight, for this lunchtime. So that's why I'm here.
And what are you going to do when you get there?
My mother is not really well. She's 81, and I've just flown in from Australia. And so I'm going to look after her for a month and go back home, I hope. So, yeah.
How do you feel about it? Are you a bit nervous?
Very guilty living 20,000 kilometres away, but that's life, I guess. I've lived in Australia for 28 years, and that's my home now.
Is there anything that you do every day, like a daily ritual or routine, that you'd miss if you didn't do it?
I try and do a bit of yoga every day. And I have a coffee every day, first thing in the morning. Yeah, that's it.
Coffee is part of my routine every morning, pretty much.
Well, I work all the time, so I mean it's I'm lost without that. So I draw every day, all the time, and it's not often I'm not drawing away. So I'm a cartoonist, and I work for all the nationals and everything. So I when I walk around, you see, I clock. That's a strange word, but there we are. I clock out the way jeans have changed, whether they're up or down. I don't mean that literally. I mean whether they're high-waisted or low, or whether trainers have changed, hairstyles have changed, all that nonsense. And I put that in my drawings so that I get them right. So I get inspiration down here. Yes, it's good. You can't say that of much of London now, because it's been wrecked. I was thinking of a cartoon as I came here today, is that you often see signs outside of buildings being pulled down, and the rest of it is danger, or whatever it is, workmen at work, or gas works going on. So I thought I'd get a sign and put it out. It's just got architects working here. Danger.
Oh, man. Many daily rituals. Whether that's... I'll go personal. Like, I have eczema, and so daily ritual of moisturising. Been doing it for the whole of my life now. I'm sure I have really silky smooth skin. I think that would be the most consistent one, which I just do religiously, really.
If you think back over the past year or 6 months, is there any conversation that stands out as either really good conversation or really difficult conversation or really thought-provoking?
Well, besides this one... Any conversation that stands out, actually, my memory is terrible, but just last night it was just nice having a conversation with my friend who's getting married about, you know, all the times we've spent together and growing up together and how far we've come, I suppose. And that conversation, you know, I know it's only recent, but it was nice to have. Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit more about your friend?
Yeah, well, we've known each other since we were 10, so 25 years. And we grew up in a little coastal town in Merriweather, in Australia, which is kind of 2 hours north of Sydney. We've known each other for years. We used to surf together and kind of grew up going to the same school and playing cricket together. And then he moved over to London in 12 years ago, and we've stayed in contact ever since, and I've spent, you know, 6 months living in his place, and every time we come home we catch up, and yeah, it's been really nice.
And do you get on well with his fiance?
Yeah, really well. Yeah, I just actually wrote their wedding card today, and I could not think of anything bad to say about her or either of them, to be honest.
I'll be snotty here. I have a lot of conversations on television or air or whatever, and I bore away. I'm popular at the moment because I'm in a book which is about Soho and people who survived it, and I did, and there's a lot about me in there, and they want me to talk about what it was like drinking in the 50s, because I'm 85 now, so I used to drink around there when I was whatever. Where everyone drank, seriously, and I worked anyway, so I was all right. So they asked, did you really drink more than 4 units a week? Yeah, right. So I bore away about that. So conversations, the one I'm having now is really exciting, and my heart rate's up, and it's so thrilling to meet you.
So what's your favourite thing to talk about?
Me. No, I hate that. I don't like it at all. Actually, the favourite thing to talk about, no, it's not favourite, is what I'm stuck with. Things have changed so much. Everything's gone all over the place. And so whatever I thought, knew, or drew about is now reversed.
Ooh, that's a good question. I have had a conversation that was thought-provoking. Yeah, do you want me to say what it...
Oh, tell me a bit about it, yeah.
I had a conversation with somebody that I was sort of seeing about maybe not seeing each other anymore, and why it was thought-provoking was that we just carried on as if we hadn't ever had the conversation. So, but it's in my mind, we definitely had that conversation.
So are you still together now?
Not in theory. Yeah, exactly. But that's it.
There was one that I had with a curator who used to work at Tate about moments of where you feel very nervous for someone. So, for example, say someone's giving a presentation, like, and they plug their laptop into their projector, you can just kind of like see their desktop, and so you just feel nervous about, oh no, they're showing their files. What secret files can you see? Is it their secret project? Is it some really like dirty images or something? So you just start to feel very nervous for them, and feel, yeah. So that's something which I think is very universal, but we just don't necessarily address openly.
Yes, my partner has retired. He's 59. Was made redundant at 59. Getting a job is really difficult, and we are very lucky. We have a whole lot of house and a house in Sydney. So talking about selling the house up and travelling for a while. So that's been quite a very interesting conversation we had. So exciting one, really.
There are things that are important to us throughout our lives, but is there anything that's really important right now?
Yeah, there is. I left my girlfriend back in Australia, and we're trying to have a baby. So that's been very important for the last few months, and it will continue to be so, I suppose. Yeah, for the rest of our lives, probably.
Oh, this month, not really. I've got a busy month, so I'm trying to keep a really clear head. So that's really important, that I'm trying not to get, I'm trying to sort of not think too stressfully about the loads of things I've got to do.
Just exploring and getting out of my own bubble. I think I live in another big city, Birmingham, and it's very easy to just be consumed by what's around you and just to only live there, really. So spending a lot of this month going to different cities, going to places which I wouldn't usually go to, just to broaden my horizons and see really what's out there.
I think it's an annoying life, really. Looking at my parents both being 81 and sick, it's enjoying life. That's my main priority. I don't want my partner at 59 to go back to work. I just want us to enjoy life, really, at this stage. And I'm happy to work part-time, that's not an issue, but that's sort of enjoying life. So that's what life is about, not working 6-7 days a week.
Is there any advice anyone's given you that's been really important to you that you'd like to pass on to other people?
Again, this comes back to my friend who's getting married tomorrow, and he wrote in my year 12 yearbook, so 15 years ago, he wrote, to carve your own brave path. And I think that's, that's pretty enlightening for a little 17-year-old kid to write that, And so, that's not a bad thing to live by.
Well, first of all, you can't give advice on that. nothing. I mean, all the old, is it the word souls? Where people say pride goes before a fall, and all that, all true. You say, gee, I'm really good in what? Bang! you must never do that. I was taught this ages ago anyway. So well, you never boasted. You must never say, I did a rather good drawing today. Who are you? Oh, Francis Bacon, really? Why don't you fuck off? Oh, right. So you couldn't say anything. You couldn't be boastful.
Yeah.
You have to keep them interested and rabbit away to them, but you couldn't say, I feel really happy. Right, out.
Yeah, well, I guess it's always the same thing. It's like, try and treat yourself as you would treat a young child, because all of us, we're still actually just tiny little kids inside. And you wouldn't say horrible things to a 5-year-old, so we need to treat ourselves a bit kinder.
Don't be a dick. I quite often say that to myself. That's the one. I've written myself a note, and I don't know how to undo the note, so every so often on my phone it pops up and it goes, don't be a dick.
Just early on in life, I can't even remember really what the context was, but someone said to me, just because you've got the choice doesn't mean you have to choose. And it stuck with me. Just, if there's a situation that presents itself, just because the opportunity's there doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that I have to do. I can always just choose to not do it and just carry on.
Never start smoking. And I mean that. In Australia, cigarettes are $40 a packet now. And it's, and I smoke a packet a day. So it's, that with a bottle of wine every night is my mortgage money. And a rattly cough, I'm sorry.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for talking to
me. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, and good luck with your mum.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Humans of Camden. I'll be talking to some more strangers this week, and we'll have a new episode of Random Conversations in a week's time.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.